Let me say this, Israel, because the American people are getting about fed up with this government.
One last shot at this. Will you back down from, quote, they are controlling much, meaning the Israelis, they are controlling much of our foreign policy. Will you back off that statement?
No, I don't.
But when I made that statement, you didn't see me on TV no more. Now, let's just think about how powerful they are. Look at all the talk show hosts. Some are very conservative, some are very liberal. They're diametrically opposed on every issue, but they all sing out of the same hymn book on Israel because they control our government. They control our media. They control the finances of this country. And I'm not anti-Semite. I'm not against Israel. I think Israel, in their aggressiveness, is going to end up hurting their country in the long run. But America has gone too far now. We haven't been objective in the Mideast. We've invited and we have, in fact, imported terrorism to our shores over our policies.
But the bottom line is, no one's dealing with the problems, Chris, because if you deal with the problems, the real problems in America, you get targeted. And you know what I'm talking about. Now,
the shot that you heard was laid over the video of John F. Kennedy getting his brain splattered all over his limousine, his wife, and Dealey Plaza. What did John F. Kennedy do? He wanted to dismantle the CIA. He put up a competing currency against the Federal Reserve notes. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Had to get rid of them. Had to get rid of them. Any sane person on this planet, if they try to tell you that Jim Trafficking's death was an accident, I'll call you to your face, you're a damn liar. They couldn't shut the guy up. And what it was feared, people out of his district wanted him to run again for Congress because they had seen what Trafficking had done. And this is the guy. This is the guy that used to give, when they have the one-minute speeches or the three-minute speeches, I forget it's minutes. I think it's three-minute speeches in the well of Congress. Any Congress critter can get up there at a podium and have it on record and say whatever he wants. Well, he would. And he said he spoke truths that nobody paid any attention to and they all shied away from. But he always would finish his 3 minutes at the lectern podium in our Congress. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. We've got a problem, and this problem is not going away. And the ever-mounting debt. Remember me saying, folks, that if there are any terrorist acts in this country, it's going to be a building, maybe a few people, whatever. They do not have the military might, nor do they have the inclination for a full-on assault of America. But how do you think people in the Middle East think about us when we're over there toppling, supposed to topple 7 countries? Well, they only got 2 more to go, and they failed miserably in Syria. Russia got involved, and now Russia has some business dealings in Iran, and pretty much, hey, screw with Iran. You're going to have the same problem with us as you would if you did anything to Syria, which has been done, and I am amazed at the restraint. But folks, 2 states away from their reconquering the Middle East, for the greater Israel. And if you want to see the map on that, just go look it up. Almost all of Syria, half of Iraq, all the way to Baghdad. They want to expand their territory in the Middle East. So what do? They set Christian against Muslim, or United States against the Middle East. Start a fight. Let them fight it out, and to the victor goes the spoils. But you see, Israel is not really doing anything. They're clandestine, in clandestine operations. They're attacking Iran. They've run missions into Syria. They're not done moving and killing Palestinians yet. That is almost accomplished. Rabbi Weiss said, and I hope you caught this, that there is a lot of Jews, more conservative than Torah believing, not this Likud Zionist that you see operating inside Israel. They will not fly the Israeli flag or the Star of David. They want nothing to do with it. This is bothersome to me when I hear that, let's just kill all the Jews. Well, do we kill all the Catholics because they subscribe to Catholicism? And in my opinion, that the Pope, and this is going to piss off a lot of Catholics, and I'm sorry, but this ongoing predation of your children, I do believe is a ticking time bomb that has not been checked or stopped within the Catholic diocese all over the world. It's to get the Catholics to fall out of favor or vice versa with Rome. Their belief system, folks. Destroy the belief systems. Adherence to anything that you would consider good or moral or ethical. Destroy it. Steve, I had absolutely no intention of doing this. I even skipped top of the hour break, which I have never, ever, ever done in 26 years on the air. I didn't want this interrupted. I wanted to complete this.
It was an excellent clip. John, I saw that map, 1948, the start, and where we are today. And if continued, Palestine will not exist in 5 years. It will be gone. It's gone.
It's already gone. It just hasn't fallen over yet.
Right. It's bad.
It is very, very bad. And what are we to say once the American people wake up from their propagandized slumber? They have been put to sleep. What are they to say over the dead bodies of the Palestinians? Oh, well, I didn't know. Or that's too bad. What do we say? What do we say to all the dead in the Middle East right now? That the American Empire went over there stirring up phony wars to bust up governments and make it coalitions. People that you do not want running any country anywhere in the world, let alone the Middle East.
I was sickened by Chris Matthews and Sean Hannity. They are so Israel firsters, no doubt about it. Well, they're doing their job for a paycheck. That's flat out. I mean, to say that they're not involved in our foreign policy. Yeah, we just hand over, what, $38 billion here and there and no restrictions. And we just write a check. That's control. That's owning another country. And Traficant was right on mark. And I'm quite certain you're right. He was taken out because he's probably going to go back into politics. He said everything right. He said the stranglehold, the Jewish stranglehold on America, the Congress, both parties, both houses, Hollywood, the media, the financial sector, it's all Jewish controlled. And it's, you know, matter of fact, John, you knew I talked about this, is that if you go on YouTube, you can find plenty of videos where prominent Jewish people are actually bragging and boasting about, we control these sectors. It's there. It's actually in their own words. Jewish people, prominent Jewish people, billionaires, millionaires are saying, yeah, we control this and this. We own this country.
It's and there. They do.
They do.
And Traficant was the only politician I ever heard say that they control the media. They control the economy. They control our Congress. You can't have people like this. And especially if the people from his district would have voted him back into Congress, and it looks like he would have won if he had done that. Yeah. Once that word got out that he wanted to go back to the House in Washington, D.C., well, they had to do away with him.
Yeah.
He's a very,
yeah, John,
very dangerous.
I've never heard another politician ever say that. Have you ever?
No, that's what I just said.
Yeah, the only politician ever in my lifetime who has actually had the guts to say that, he's the only one.
But there are people that have said that, you know, what we got to do here is we got to audit the Federal Reserve, and, you know, we need to dump the Fed. It was people like Ron Paul.
Right.
But, of course, he was marginalized. He was folks, they wouldn't give him the time of day when he was running against Barack Obama. The kids at college campuses, they got his message. What do we have today? We have snowflakes and anti-American people. Against their own country. Forget about the corrupt politicians and the corporate state merging with the government and all of those sorts of things. Things that we would call fascism in its proper context and term. They're not talking about that. They're talking about white people and your shame because you're biased or you're prejudicial or you're this or you're that. Always on the college campuses. Mm-hmm. And we had seen this come on for years and years and years. They first started at the colleges to work their way down. They're in preschool right now with the propaganda.
Yes, they are.
And it's throughout the medias. Two sides of the same coin. Which do you want? Do you want socialist, communist, lefties? Or do you want righties, neoconservative asshats that basically carry out the will of the psychopaths of the world? How many more people have got to die? This country was destined for destruction, but it couldn't do it militarily. We faced off with the communists and the Soviet Union, built our arms, made it so bad that if one starts to press a button, well, you've got total annihilation, total destruction of all life on this planet through radiation poisoning of the water and the air. Burn out the planet to a burned out cinder. Cook the populations of the world medium rare. It didn't happen. It didn't happen for a good reason. Pat Buchanan recently made a statement, and he's on video as well, about the issue of Israel being threatened by Iran. He says, I don't believe Iran has nuclear weapons. And he said, but I certainly know. And he's a little light on his numbers. He said 300. He said, but Israel has 300 nuclear weapons. He said, how are you going to threaten a country that has the ability to turn, you know, to blow you off the face of the earth? But here we are with the destruction of 7 countries and millions of people and trillions of dollars. 17 years on. Do you think they're serious about this Greater Israel project? I would say that they are. Oh, God. I'm just... cat got your tongue?
it's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy. I just sent something over to Mike. If you take a break here pretty soon, please look at this. So I think it's a perfect time to talk about this, too, when we come back out of our break.
I don't know what clock you're using, but I'm about 7-8 minutes away from a break.
Okay, then we can just talk about it. I sent over – it's on the website. Billy Graham's son is telling the truth.
Oh.
And I love that the first line on there, time is like a river. I think we should talk about this. It's good stuff.
Well, I think you should do more than that. I think you should read it.
I should read it. Okay, let me pull it up here. Hold on here. I got to pull it up.
Put the lime in the coconut.
By the way, who does that song anyway?
I have no idea.
I liked it. Okay, here's Billy Graham's son is telling the sad truth, never said better. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the water twice because the flow has passed. You will never pass again. Franklin Graham was speaking at the First Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, near me, when he said America will not come back. He wrote, the American dream ended on November 6, 2012. The second term of Barack Obama has been the final nail in the coffin for the legacy of the white Christian males who discovered, explored, pioneered, settled, and developed the greatest republic in the history of mankind. A coalition of blacks, Latinos, feminists, gays, government workers, unions, union members, environmental extremists, the media, Hollywood, uninformed young people, and the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers have ended Norman Rockwell's America. I totally agree with that. Can we get it back, John? Can we get it back?
Would you mind reading the rest of it?
Well, yeah, I am. I'm just asking you a question. Is it possible to get it back?
I don't know. Continue this, and we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll do. You will never again. You will never again vote out these people. It will take individual acts of defiance and massive displays of civil disobedience to get back the rights we have allowed them to take away. It will take zealots, not moderates, and shy, not reach across the aisles, rhinos, Republicans in name only, to right this ship and restore our beloved country to its former status. People like me are completely politically irrelevant, and I will probably never again be able to legally comment on or concern myself with aforementioned coalition which has surrendered our culture, our heritage, and our traditions without a shot being fired. Let me go back down here. The cocker spaniel is off the front porch. The pit bull is in the backyard. The American Constitution has been replaced with Solinsky's rule of for radicals and the likes of Chicago shyster David Axelrod, along with the internationalist socialist George Soros, has been pulling the strings on the beige puppet and have brought us Act Two of the New World Order. The curtain will come down, but the damage has been done. The story has been told. Those who come after us will once again have to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bring back the republic that this generation has timelessly filtered away due to white guilt and political correctness. Got the guts to pass it on? You bet I do, and just did. In God we trust.
Now, your question was, do we have a chance of getting this country back?
Yeah. Well, I think we do, but I think it's going to have a collapse first. John, I've always said that.
Well.
You think so? What do you think?
No, I'm hoping that we do not have the collapse. I hope that we have enough time to right this ship. What is going on right now, it's going to go a couple of different ways. And the revolution has already started, folks. But didn't come from the quarters you thought it was going to come from. It's coming by the George Soros antifas, the blaring communist socialist. The creeps that are coming out, the professors at the university encouraging the kids with their massive fees to go to college to try to earn a degree, to go into the workplace where the job doesn't exist. We have a chance, but everybody has to take personal responsibility for the future of this country. This is why I said last Friday, I said, I don't care how small the effort is. You've got to quit whining and bitching and complaining and start to do something. Small as it may seem. Are you afraid of being what? Targeted? You've already been in the sights. You're there for elimination. You're just biding time before your extinction.
I've got a question for you, John.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better, don't we have a better chance of going after the Federal Reserve and the funny money system if we have a collapse versus not a collapse? Don't we have a better chance of turning things around with the collapse or not?
What I would say prior to waiting for them to pull the plug when they finally realize that they are losing and losing badly, it's time to audit the Fed. It is time to end the Fed, the private corporation for profit called the Federal Reserve, of which still most of the people in this country still believe that it's part of the federal government because it's got the name federal on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I've said this country goes into anarchy and chaos, which ironically, the revolution I mentioned is not from these gun-toting, wing-nut militia people that they all have guns. The revolution has been started by the lefties, and it has always been the communists inside this government going back 50, 60, 70 years. And, of course, the foundations and the CFR and the Bilderbergers, that want the destruction of this country in order to meld us into this global order.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Steve, I've come to the inescapable conclusion about my bank account at JP Morgan Chase.
Mm-hmm.
The manager told me that canceling your account did not come from this branch. And I went to no other branches ever. It was just that one branch. And she said, that would have had to come through me. And I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, we did not do this. This call came from on high. Now, let me tell you what has transpired because of that. The funds were locked up. The lousy $1,330 I had in the account was locked down because, well, we don't know if there's any other activity that's going to come into this account, so we're going to lock it up for 10 days. And then I did about a week-long search to try to find another institution I could go with, and it was a private savings and loan. And with the caveat that the money that I would deposit cannot be touched for 13 days. But after 30 days, they'll process the checks, and the next day the money will be in the account. I have had no money to speak of for going on almost 30 days. Mike has not been paid. This is how they work, folks. This is how they do things. While other people are being scrubbed from the social medias, which I never really took part in because why? Knowing what was going to happen, I didn't want to waste the effort. And I didn't.
Same as me.
And I'll tell you something. Who has been asking? You know, I'm amazed. I have not watched anything of Ken O'Keefe, but I started watching him the other day. And it's ironic that he's come out and said the same thing I have. If you want to bust up the New World Order, you've got to go directly to their power source. You got to unplug them. And what he means by that is the same thing I've been telling people for 26 years. We have got to get rid of this Federal Reserve System. We can salvage and limit. The damage has been done. But further damage and total collapse of this country by dumping that Federal Reserve. I'm kind of fascinated. I've learned enough about Ken O'Keefe that, well, people talk about the Illuminati and they talk about, you know, the Jews and they... You know, we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. But folks, the reason why we have so many dumbed down Americans, and everybody wants to keep blaming it on, you know, the human physiology has been changed. You know, they've been dumbed down. It's the chlorine in the water. It's this. It's that. No, it isn't. It's still the input to the brain. It's still the input to the brain that it doesn't take place in this country. They can't grab their butts with both hands in a lighted room. Why? Because they're not given the information. If the American people, Steve, could possibly hear in its entirety the first hour of this broadcast today that I put together, do you think there might be some questions out there to be asked?
I would hope so.
Oh, I would think so. I would think so. But then the predictive programming would jump in because they have already been propagandized. You say anything about Israel, oh, you're anti-Semitic. You say anything about the, oh, well, you're anti-Semitic. You're anti-anti. No, I'm not. Do I want to see the destruction of Israel? No, I want to see, I would very much like to see it go back to the pre-1967 borders. Mm-hmm. I very much so. And once again, Palestinians living with other Arabs and Muslims and Jews and all in peace, folks. In peace. And I've said this repeatedly, that I am wondering why there hasn't been more terrorist attacks on this country, because we've leveled countries. We're not talking about bombing certain areas and destroying certain assets. We're talking the leveling of entire cities and countries, millions dead. For what reason? Because they were a threat to the United States, the only threat that I see in the Middle East going back has been the Zionist state of Israel, which, ladies and gentlemen, it has always been the Zionist state of Israel. It has not been some kind of holy creation granted to the Jews by God, because that was part and parcel of the punishment of the Jews. Because the Jews themselves, back in the day, were an affront to God. And he said, that's it. I'm spreading you to the four winds. And you're not to have your own country until the Messiah comes. But who are they in denial of? You heard Rabbi Weiss say it. The people that started Israel were not religious. They hated Christianity. They hated religion. Brave preachers, grab your Bible. Walk up and down the streets of any town, Israel, or Palestine, if you prefer, and preach out of the Bible and see what happens to you. 800-313-9443. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door.
All right, we're back. Folks, sings how the call came on high and business interrupt us. We need some donations in the PayPal. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top. We're under attack, folks. And you know what? I'm not going into the night with a whimper. I'm going to go out, if I have to go out, swinging like a madman. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. What an amazing first hour you had there. You're sure right. If millions of Americans could hear that, there would be a turnaround. And, wow, that was really impressive. You brought up the late, great James Traficant. And, you know, it was interesting, the last 5 years of his life, as you probably know, he worked and wrote for the American Free Press newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And, they, of course, were the spotlight. I'm saying that for the benefit of others here. But the fact is, at his wake, or should I say funeral, at the official funeral gathering, they wouldn't allow that on the script he mentioned. That he'd worked for the American Free Press. That's further evidence, proof of just like that guest on Sean Hannity that you replayed there, that they don't want that information out there. They didn't want the millions who were viewing in, and some pretty big media people, like Tribbiani, the big guy out of Cleveland, where Jim Trafficant had his own radio show for almost a year before they bounced him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a very important figure in American politics. And if I can just kind of venture into to you, Steve, for a second.
Go.
Yeah, Steve, you know, you were, weren't quite clear when John brought up John Demjanjuk. John Demjanjuk, much of that was covered in American Free Press by Michael Collins Piper. And I think I recommended this book once before, Target Trafficant by Michael Piper. That even prompted James Trafficant to join the American Free Press. He had said while he was in prison, he said, the only journalist in America I will let interview me is the only one I trust, and that's Michael Collins Piper. And it's just laden with facts, that book. And great aside, it'll sure bring you or anybody up to speed. I even review it myself from time to time. The importance of James Trafficant, because he was out on the front line with a target on his back. So any comments, any thoughts on what I'm saying here, John?
Well, first, let me say this. I had offered Jim Trafficant a program on this network, and he turned me down for the simple reason the American Free Press was paying him, and he needed the money. And there was a second consideration that he was getting ready to move back into politics and run for Congress again. So he declined the invitation, but the first politician, and I will not ascribe that title to Jim Trafficant, the first guy in politics that I ever interviewed was James Trafficant. And this was years ago from the University of Michigan. And I'm interviewing the guy, and his handler, his scheduler, probably better put, when they made contact, they called and said he can only spend 10 minutes. He's got a very busy schedule. Well, he was not only on for 10 minutes, he was on almost for an hour. Mm-hmm. And he threw his schedule aside to do that interview. And at the end of that interview, he said to me, he said, you know more about the Constitution than these people in Washington, D.C. do, that supposedly represent the American people.
Yes, yes. And no doubt that's why he stayed close and came on your show. I heard your 09 interview with him, and I think I remember you hinting the offer live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And but as you know, he got out of prison, John, after 7 years, and he did have to look at his income. And like you said, he was aiming to get back in, maybe not just in Congress, but into the U.S. Senate as well. Paul DePetty comes on your network here with the Radio Avenger on Saturdays from time to time. He's from PokerFace.com, the band.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sort of the right-hand man in the latter years for Jim Trafficant, and speaks very eloquently for him posthumously. And so I just would throw that that out there to the people. And when I bring up American Free Press, as you know, I often say that I've been a decades-long subscriber, still get the actual paper, John, to the house. And I bring that up because let's just say Google and all them, if they get their way and they can temporarily shut down RBN as they're trying and going after all these Gab.com and all the other true alternative media, the American Free Press still does have, and they can shut down AmericanFreePress.net, but they still have an 800 number, and Mob Al can't shut them down just yet for ordering that American Free Press newspaper, so that people can have some kind of a connection. And they've been around 40, 50 years. You and I have discussed many times the efforts of the late Willis Cardo. But thank you for all this airtime.
Not a problem. By the way, I wasn't going to mention this today, but bank account from on high, phone call made, account gone after more than a decade. Today, Steve, my telephone rings with a 512 area code and a number I didn't recognize, but I answered it. And I'm going, hello, hello. Now, generally, you'll hear something. I heard nothing. It was like the phone call never took place. What transpired afterwards made my nose hair curl. Whoever called in that number had the ability to turn my video on my iPhone.
Yeah, that's pretty wild stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
these are little warnings that are being given to me. Mm-hmm. So anywhere that I go, whoever they send out, I hope they're not married. I hope you're not a family man, because your wife is going to miss you and your children are going to miss you. Probably it'd be better all around if whatever. But I'm going everywhere armed now. And God help the first aggressor with a weapon at me. I'll drop you right dead in your tracks. No questions. I'd much rather be judged by six than carried by six. Mm-hmm. There's my warning to you. Want to die? I have no illusions. You'll get me. But not after I get a few of you.
There you go.
Ed, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you. You are the tip of the spear, John.
Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question. I don't know if you can answer. Forgive my ignorance, but don't Jews and people in Saudi Arabia, aren't they like enemies?
They used to be. Not anymore.
Okay. Really? Okay, yeah, because I was listening to Tom Lacovero's show,
mm-hmm.
and he had Adam Green on there, who went over to Israel,
mm-hmm.
and has some really good video on it, and I was watching some of those, and he went over there with Jake Morfonius, and he pulled up an article that he saw on an Israeli newspaper. It said that the Sanhedrin, which are the extreme lawful Jews, right, invite the Arabs to help them rebuild the third temple. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, but, I don't know what that means.
Well, and going back to what you said, Saudi Arabia and Israel, there was a six-day war. Who was the war between? It was between Saudi Arabia and Israel, but with another agenda afoot. But you've seen what has happened to the Saudi government. They are now in line and step and fetch and great buds and pals with Israel now. But things
you can't do that. That's illegal.
But things are changing now. I can't track and trace all the Saud houses and the princes, and they got more princes than I've got probably hairs left on my head. But politically, there's turmoil now in Saudi Arabia. And I think the warning message went out with the Khashoggi killing. I think there's been 48 journalists killed in the Middle East. Why did he get so upset about Khashoggi here? Well, he wrote for the Post. Who's the Post? Not a friend of America. And who was the newspaper that broke the big story on Nixon, Watergate? It was none other than the Washington Post. Who were the two reporters?
Woodward and Bernstein.
Bernstein has come out and he's shown he's flying his true colors. Mm-hmm. He's now everything anti-Trump.
Yep, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a scoreboard. I can't keep track.
Well, and it's, like, you know, in this maelstrom, it doesn't matter. The only thing you're supposed to do is duck and hide so you don't get hit by the stuff flying around.
Well, that's the other thing. We're not directly involved now, are we, John? So I'm sitting over here in my little place in the world, and I know what they're trying to do, rebuilding the third temple. They're trying to get Jesus to return. But I'm like, well, how's that going to work? They actually have somebody that's working on the technology with holograms. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go, right?
Rhonda, I don't get into all the technical stuff that they're capable of doing. I don't know. If they want to be laughed out of their socks, let them try to do the holographic Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, everybody knows about it, but I didn't know if you guys knew anything about that, because I always thought, well, I was thinking, wow, there's a word I didn't hear since I was a child, was the Sanhedrin. Nobody, you know, you just don't hear it very often. And, well, unless you read the Bible. And, but, you know, you...
did you, let me ask you a question, Rhonda. Did you think that you would hear the preacher, the piece that you read? Who that was Billy Graham's son.
Right.
Have you ever heard another Christian preacher of great note ever talk like that before? Mentioning the New World?
No, but I can understand why he would say that.
Well, because it's the truth. That's the start. But the point is that most preachers won't. But guess what Donald J. Trump did? He removed this lockdown of the pastors, whether it be in a black church, a white church, doesn't matter what church. For your 501c3, your tax-exempt foundation claim to remain, you couldn't talk about politics. You couldn't talk about any... Donald Trump lifted that. He did away with it.
Yeah.
He liberated the churches again.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And the other thing I heard was that if Hillary was in, that a lot of pastors had sold their soul to the devil, if you will, and they have a roster of attendees, and that people who go to church would have been in some sort of FEMA camp had Hillary gotten to be president.
Well, there's still serious question, and I'm casting a wary eye on a daily basis against our current president. I've adopted pretty much, I don't trust anybody or anything, but I verify. The jury's still out on Trump.
Yeah, well, that kind of goes to, you know, they can say all they want, that they can take our gun rights, but they can't. God gives us the right to defend ourselves.
Here's my litmus test for Donald Trump. And my contention, he's making concessions, not really changing anything, but we're not having any big war campaigns in the Middle East. There's been utterances out of the cabinet that he has basically telling the Saudi Arabians, hey, look, we sold you a crap load of weapons. Do not use them in Yemen. Quit killing people in Yemen. Now, what I'm hoping and crossing my fingers, and here's going to be the grand litmus test for Donald J. Trump. Mega Man, make America great again. The only way that this country has a chance of coming back and rebuilding itself is if we dump the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned corporation for profit. That is the only way that we're going to bring this country back, because they have us mired in debt. To the point where we cannot possibly, if we liquidated every stick of furniture, every material thing in this country, we sold it off, we still couldn't even put a sizable dent in the national debt. And it's not $21 trillion. It's well over $200 trillion.
Yeah, and you know, it's a sad day, and I know the propaganda is flying, right? I saw an article that said active service members think Trump's use of military on the border is a shameful political stunt. Well, I don't use Facebook very much, but I do have a page, and I just had to attach that and just say, you know, I don't know why America has to pay for everything, but what they should do is take the money that was going to go to Honduras for aid or whatever, use that for the border, and then any American that wants to buy a gun to defend themselves against the insanity should be able to write it off on their taxes.
That's a great idea. All right, Rhonda, thank you for your call. I've got to move on.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
John in Coeur d'Alene. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
Good. Hey, I've been tuned in for a while, and I thought I'd come back and see how you're all doing and see what you're talking about. So interesting discussion going on this evening. I used to co-host quite a bit with Tom on his show for a while there.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to go on a large YouTube channel to be interviewed, and the guy's channel is basically, he's a Q analyst, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I follow the you know, the Q post and whatnot, and I'm pretty much like you. I'm supportive of a lot of Trump's actions, but I've got that weary eye always watching out because, you know, I'm not 100% sure really what to make of it all. However, the reason I'm going on this show and the reason I'm visiting your show tonight is just trying to brush up, you know, because this isn't my daily focus, but try to brush up on, you know, some of my facts and, you know, what's going on. But because I think that in you know, in the whole QAnon movement, the whole liberty movement, the mainstream of it, if you will, if you could call it such a thing, it's very much different than, you know, a lot of the shows on RBN. And in that, you know, people have a certain level of awakening, but it's more or less a rudimentary level awakening. You know, there's a much deeper level of awakening that really needs to be had, because in the liberty movement, we so often forget, and a lot of people are completely ignorant of the fact of what really underlies all this to begin with, mm-hmm. what enabled the Federal Reserve System to be put in place. And I agree with you, that has to be taken down before we could ever get anything done.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is, what enabled it? You know, what, you know, the fact that the entire system is a corporation, you know, the entire governmental system, you know, from the Fed.
Have you ever read Creature from Jekyll Island?
Oh, about 15 times.
Okay.
It's one of my main references.
I used to hand those out to newspaper people when they'd won interviews,
yeah,
and this, that, and the other. And I'd spend the money.
I had like 3 or 4 books that if I go to a conference where I know, you know, there's people trying to wake up or don't know, that's one of the books I always take with me to reference. I've got it highlighted all over the place.
John, I hate to do this, but I'm running out of time. Is there a specific point that you wanted to make here or whatever?
I really just wanted to get what your take is overall on the whole Q thing. And
I have a comment
how much,
on that.
If any, do you...
Okay.
Okay, and how much is any do you guys trust it?
Yeah, I have a quick comment on that. You called it QAnon movement. In order to be a movement, you have to see something positive happening. We've seen, 141,000 indictments, sealed indictments, and nothing has happened. So I'm not going to call it a movement until I actually see something positive happen, where an indictment actually is successful. Something happens. They go to court. I think it is a psyop, and I don't follow it anymore. I keep an eye on it. But a movement to me shows some progress. Something has happened. That's where I go with that one.
Well, and the latest information I have is QAnon is actually comprised of people that are on Trump's private security detail.
Mm-hmm.
And those would be the people that would be with him 24/7 and actually seeing what's going on. I do not know that. QAnon has not contacted me and said, gee, John, you're right. Or, gee, John, shut up. We don't want our cover blown. I'm with Steve. I don't know whether to trust it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your answer. But I'm glad you arrived at the same conclusion that many other people had, John, and that's we need to audit that Federal Reserve, which has never been done. Some people have claimed that it has. No, it has not. It is a private corporation, and they have told the government, no, you're not going to audit us. You have no legal right to audit a private corporation. Well, when you got control of the entire economy, I think the exception could be made. But one last call here. Ryan in the District of Criminals. Hello, Ryan.
John, how you doing?
Good.
John, how you doing, man? Long time. Real quick, I know it's going to be in the show. Up in Maryland today, the cops, there's a certain law. It's called the Red Flag Law, where if your family members deem you a danger to yourself or to others, they can notify the police, and the police will come and take your guns.
Yep.
And today, two police went to a house to take this man's gun, whose sister called the cops on him, and the man refused, so the cops shot him and killed him. The story hasn't broken much anywhere, but I think this is sort of like maybe the beginning where people say they won't come for your guns, but here today, you got to look it up. Two cops came, the guy refused, they blew him away, and now his sister is saying, I can't believe the cops did this. I can't believe the cops did this.
Oh, jeez.
But, like, you know, the gun confiscation and all these laws, no tribunal, no, no due process?
Yeah, took the exact words out of my face. There is no due process here. And within the system, there is a way to do this. There is a quote-unquote legal way to do it, not show up, guns drawn, demanding you give up your guns because somebody made a phone call.
Right.
Yeah. Bull.
Yep.
Because you know what, Ryan? If I wanted to set you up and I knew you had guns, if cops came to your door, Ryan, and they knocked on your door or used a battering ram to bash the door in, what would be the likelihood that you would use your own weapon in defense of yourself?
Well, 100%.
Okay, hold on, I'm not done. So I pick up the phone, I declare that this Ryan guy, I'd seen and heard some of his conversations, this guy's a real lunatic, and I think he's getting ready to shoot a synagogue up. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen? We're going to find Ryan dead on the floor in his home. This is how dangerous this is. That's exactly what they want.
That's it. I know. This story hasn't broken much. I haven't seen it on mainstream news, but I think this is I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty big. And
well, we already have the story, and it's going to be posted up on republicbroadcasting.org.
Appreciate it, John. Love the show. I donate when I can, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate your call. You posted it. It's up.
Good.
Too bad we don't have time. I wish you would have called in a few minutes earlier. But, folks, there's going to be all kinds of insanity going on. And these police that have not been checked in this police state. And the reason why? We were attacked on September 11th, weren't we? It was a bunch of jihadists with box cutters, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And shortly afterwards, well, it's Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction. And then the 17-year war started. Mm-hmm. And here we are today. Many dead. Destruction, folks, you've not seen it. They won't show you on television. But destruction that you couldn't even imagine. All going on, and the media sleeps. Or they're trying to keep you asleep. Folks, when you go to the website to get that story and email it to every mother and your brother, stop by and make a donation. Hit that donate button at the top. You don't have to be a member of PayPal. Just about any credit card, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, whatever. Folks, please, make a donation to this network. I've got people, they've got my funds locked up. I can't even pay anybody. But I can access that PayPal account. And there's only $40 in it. Steve, this has been, I had absolutely no plan to do this show. I've told you before, and you've heard me say it privately, but some of the better shows that I do, I just pull out of my butt.
Well, you did a good job of that today.
By the way, how's your father?
Nursing home. Time ticking.
Are you going to jet out anytime soon?
Yeah, my mom said stay put for right now.
So. Okay. All right. Stay put. All righty. I want to thank Steve. Appreciate you being up with me.
Thank you.
All righty. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around today. And thank you for the support of this network. If you haven't in the past, do it now. If you have in the past, ante up a little bit because we need your help. That story, by the way, came out of the shooting magazine Ammo Land, Shooting Sports News. Get the story, pass it on.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.